Hope you all are living your dreams on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Hi, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be talking about some horror films this section of the show. So if you've got a favorite horror movie that you want to share some memories of or give your vote to, join us all. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Phone and text lines are open. Of course, I'm going to ask our wonderful producer, Jess, what she thinks. But before we get to those horror films, folks, it is time for what is good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin with one of my favorite ladies, Terry Barr. Happy Friday, Terry. Welcome.
Oh, happy Friday to you, and you are one of my favorite ladies as well. How about we talk about cranberries today?
I love it. It's fall. Do it. Woo!
It is. You know, sometimes I feel like this little fruit is overlooked unless maybe it's Thanksgiving. But Wisconsin, once again, has the crown as being the cranberry capital of the world. And so much money comes into Wisconsin. This is so fascinating, I think. $1 billion every single year. And we didn't always have the cranberry capital of the world crown. We took it away from Massachusetts in the mid-1990s, but we've never given it back since then. So, yes, $1 billion bucks a year coming into Wisconsin. That's according to the Wisconsin cranberry growers. And much of it, Maggie, is happening along what is now dubbed the Cranberry Highway. Wisconsin Rapids, Nakusa, Toma, but Warrens has a cranberry museum. Cranberries are one of the only native fruits in Wisconsin. So you can imagine this museum goes way back, showing you every single way they used to have to hand pick the cranberries to when they finally got some machines to help them out. So I'm just going to say, if you're looking for a great road trip right now, and this weekend is supposed to be gorgeous, I would hit Highway 54 off of I-39 around the Stevens Point area and then just start heading towards Wisconsin Rapids. And there are cranberry bogs and farms and places where you can stop all along that highway. How fun.
That's awesome. I've always been very proud of our cranberry industry here in Wisconsin. My mom makes, I think, somewhere north of like 3 or 4 different kinds of cranberry sauces. So one of them is like a chutney almost. And then she's got like a very sort of rough cut orange cranberry thing. She does a very traditional cranberry sort of sweeter jam that she boils down with champagne in it. So it's got this effervescence to it. I mean, really good stuff.
I think we
need
a recipe, Maggie.
And a jar, too.
Yeah, I will. You know what, everybody, if you're listening and any of that sounds really good to you, I will hook it up next week. Terry, you're going to help me remember to get out the Shirley Dawn cranberry recipes and put them up in our show notes or somewhere on the Civic page, because I could, my mom, her cranberry bread is amazing. I've got a great cranberry recipe. I make this is for Thanksgiving. I usually do this every year. It is a combo cranberry apple pie. So you legit get like the best of both worlds. You basically have to bake off the crust and then you get the cranberry part to set up. And then you do the apples on the bottom because they're a little heavier. And then you do the cranberry on top and then you put the crust on the top. But I will figure out some way to get everybody hooked up with some Shirley Dawn cranberry recipe specials. Absolutely.
I love it. And, you know, the thing I think we're learning more about is everybody, you know, is really trying to eat in a more healthful way. Cranberries are so good for you, including, you know, inflammation. They've got all kinds of vitamins. There's fiber. So if you're just looking for something that you can munch on or make some of Shirley Dawn's recipes to put cranberries in your life a little more, that's the way to go.
Well, and given that it's my mom's birthday coming up, it is only appropriate to give Shirley a shout out and say, you make a great cranberry sauce, Mom, for sure. What else you got for us, Terry?
Well, let's get a little spooky here so that we can get into the haunted movie talk. Door County has this incredible ghost trolley running right now. And what's special about it, though, is the tour guide. You got to get this guy as your tour guide. Carl Seracki. Carl is a history teacher and a haunted history buff. So you just know this is going to be good. You cruise around the Fish Creek area, and he points out haunted spots and tells the stories about what may have happened there. And, you know, you can believe it or not, whatever. It's just a really fun time, especially at this time of year. But he does really dive in deep to some of the tales, like the six-year-old child who died due to a splinter, believe it or not. But this was back in 1905. The child's buried in one place, the parents are buried somewhere else, and everybody talks about, and he tells the story, and he has seen this, he claims, that this child still roams the area looking for where his parents are buried. Now, that would be spooky to see. And, you know, from a history teacher, you know that this has got to be a little bit of reality, I guess, twisted into your fright.
Yes, of course. That ghost trolley up in Door County is pretty famous. That is a huge draw. I did it way back in the day. This is during some of my, you know, other misadventures of Maggie in the Door Peninsula during college. May have involved Husbies and Sister Bay and all, you know, a Jimi Hendrix song or two, you know, all these good things that we did back in the day.
That's
in
awesome.
Milwaukee, there is this very cool cigar bar in the near Third Ward. It's called Shakers, and it's one of the oldest bars in the state, and they're supposedly haunted as well. And they Shakers is a good joint to go have a cigar, maybe a little scotch, and tell a story or two. And ghost stories are definitely welcomed at Shakers. I love that. I went on probably the scariest ghost tour of my life with a bunch of girlfriends when we all went to Savannah together. Which is, of course, the setting.
That's supposed to be spooky.
It was really, we did it at night. It was like a night tour at like 10:30 at night. And Savannah is also an open container city. So you're walking around with your wine, right? And so I'm not sure if it was the booze or the scary stories, but we were all definitely in a fright. That is for sure.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there is also a bar in Madison, the Ohio Tap. It is also supposed to be haunted. It's since been renovated, but I was there with some friends, and we knew one of the bartenders who took us into the basement to show us all these little cracks and crevices and this little secret spot when during Prohibition, that's where they would kind of slide the ill-gotten booty through.
Yes.
But the people we were with swore they could feel spirits touching them and like a cold breeze going by. I didn't get any of that sense, but, you know, how am I supposed to doubt the friends I'm with? Of course, there's probably a little bit of alcohol involved, but...
Yeah, that always, the booze always, you know, ratchets up your old spidey sense a couple of notches for sure. Or either that or your imagination. Either way, you're getting a fright out of it. So, Terry, do you have a favorite horror film?
Oh, you know, when I heard you were talking about this, it made me have to think back. My favorite still is the original Friday the 13th from 1980. And if you remember the premise of it, it's a bunch of kids that find this abandoned summer camp, and they decide they're going to bring it back and turn it into a great camp for kids again. Yeah, that doesn't happen. Doesn't go well.
That's those setups. There is a formula to these. You'll be excited here, Terry. We got a new texter from the 608 saying that the Cranberry Museum at Warren's sells the best cranberry ice cream they've ever had. A must. Thank you to our texter, new texter from the 608. I have to tell you, and Michaela from West Bend texting in that booze and booze go together quite well. I couldn't agree. Puns are always welcome here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Friday the 13th,
I definitely,
it is booze and booze. I definitely remember Friday the 13th, watching it when I was probably in like sixth or seventh grade, and definitely having the bejiggers scared out of me by a way of saying, thanks so much, Terry. I really wish you the best weekend. Enjoy your cranberry bogs and your cranberry sauce. And folks, we'll be sure we've got some of those recipes going for you by next week. Terry's going to help keep me honest about that and make sure that we put those out there for everybody.
Yes, because I want those recipes as well. So I will start bugging you already on Monday.
That sounds great. Have a wonderful and beautiful weekend, Terry. Thanks so much. That's Terry Barr, folks, Civic Media's very own. She joins us every Friday for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. It's a great way to kick off your weekend, especially if you don't have your plans sorted out. Terry's going to hook you up no matter what corner of the state you might be in. All the best, Terry. Thanks so much. Folks, if you want to get in on the action in this last bit of the show for the day, we're talking about scary movies. What are your favorites? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Of course, Jess and I are going to weigh in before the show is out, but we want to hear from you. Again, that number is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Sherry from Horicon, hello, my friend.
Well, hello, Maggie, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I love you guys. I just love you. I love you guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your texts and your listening. You got a scary movie story.
I do. When I was young, well, I'm 64. So actually in 1964, a movie came out, and we all had black and white TVs. Once we got black and white TVs, finally. And I was little, and I had my first sleepover. And we went and saw Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte in the sleepover. There was like six of us girls.
Oh,
and
boy.
Upstairs in her old scary house where she lived. Never been there before. First sleepover, watching Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. And we talked both stories first. And, oh, my God, every one of us had to call our mom and dad to come pick us up afterwards.
Oh.
And I've never actually seen that movie since, and I am staying away from that. But my daughter and I have ghost hunted many times. And the cemetery to ghost hunt, the best cemetery to ghost hunt is out in Juneau, way out in the country. It's an old deserted ghost cemetery. And every single time we've captured things, we've felt things. We've gone up to Fond du Lac to a beautiful old hotel. The Rose Marie down in Madison. We've done this for quite a few years. She just turned 30, and we like to ghost hunt. And but I'll never watch Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Oh, well, thanks so much for calling and sharing, Sherry. I gotta say, those older movies really do scare me. I still have, like, I do not do gore, so I can't do gore in my scary movie viewing. But, like, the really suggestive, tense, scary movies, like, my mom and I went to go see the Blair Witch Project together in the theater. And we were literally like clinging on to each other for dear life. Jess, do you have a favorite that pops to mind? Thanks so much, Sherry.
One that really gets me is Hereditary. I still have just a moment passing like light posts. I just have a little thing. And in dark bedrooms, I sometimes look to the corners and I just sort of expect to see someone skittering about. But a favorite for when I need a laugh is Cabin in the Woods. I love the meta of it.
Yes.
As someone with a classics degree, I love the very archetypal storytelling.
Yeah, it's got some allegory for sure going on there. Folks, that is just, she's helping me out here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We want to hear about your scary movies that you like most for this Halloween season. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Keep it locked. Everything is awesome.